A Lakota farmer is fighting for the right to plant a new crop of industrial hemp on Pine Ridge. Alex Whiteplume began growing hemp in the late 1990s after the Oglala Sioux tribe legalized the crop for industrial use. But drug enforcement agents soon seized the Whiteplume crop. He spent several years fighting in federal court and is under an injunction restricting his ability to plant again, despite new provisions in the farm bill that opened the door for the crop. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Round one of this fight occurred over a decade ago. That's when Alex Whiteplume lost his bid to grow industrial hemp on Pine Ridge. But in round two, Whiteplume has a new ally in his corner, attorney Tim Purdon, who's filing a motion to lift the 11-year-old federal injunction.
You know, I have a lot of respect for the lawyers at the Department of Justice. As a former U.S. attorney, I love the department, but they're just wrong when it comes to the tribal sovereignty piece here.
Purdon was most recently U.S. attorney for North Dakota. He's now working pro bono on the side of Whiteplume. Like the Oglala Sioux tribe, North Dakota also legalized hemp, and years ago, Purdon fought for the right to see it grown there. Purdon says this case is in part about tribal sovereignty, but he adds it's also about Whiteplume's rights. Purdon says Congress legalized industrial hemp in the last farm bill, and he says the injunction that restricts Alex Whiteplume from even applying for a permit is unfair.
Here you have a resident of the Pine Ridge Reservation who wants to grow non-drug, non-psychotropic industrial hemp and perhaps start an industrial hemp industry in one of the poorest counties in America. And this injunction, in light of these current circumstances, just seems crazy to me.
Officials with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Dakota say they have no comment. The Obama administration is holding back on enforcing marijuana laws in states or tribes that legalize hemp. That's a policy that could change with a new president after 2016. But Tim Purdon says the industrial hemp provision in the Farm Bill will stand regardless. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.